O sacrament most holy, O sacrament divine, all praise and all thanksgiving be every moment thine. Saint Boniface, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Well, children, after such a beautiful English hymn, I'm going to tell you today about a saint who came from England back to Europe. I say back because his ancestors came from Germany, one of the Anglo-Saxon tribes, converted originally by St. Augustine of Canterbury and his followers, and his name is St. Boniface. Today, I always think on St. Boniface Day, we ought by rights to be walking around eating sausage and drinking beer and greeting each other with little German phrases such as Guten Tag or Wie geht's. And why would that be? Because today's saint is the Apostle of Germany. Only he isn't just the Apostle of Germany, and maybe that's why he's not honored as St. Patrick is honored with the Irish in March. He's really the Apostle of all of Europe. He did as much for Austria, which is a German-speaking country in the Alps, as he did for France, which developed into quite a different kind of a country and nation. But originally, they were all settled by the barbaric tribes that had invaded the Roman Empire. They had the faith preached to them at different times. Some of the tribes in some places kept it. Others mixed it with heresy or paganism, and others went back to being pagan again over the passage of the years. So the Holy Ghost inspired today's saint to leave his monastery, where he was a monk in England, and to go back to the land of his ancestors and to preach the Holy Catholic faith there as a missionary. Saint Boniface was a very great man indeed. He was, in a sense, another Saint Paul for Europe. He did everything that he did, and I want you to think about this today as we expose the Blessed Sacrament and sing the Mass of Corpus Christi. He did everything he did by the strength of Holy Mass, the sacred liturgy, the divine office, the Blessed Sacrament. He was a monk. These were the things that he did faithfully each day. And then after that, and because of that, he got enough strength. It's like eating a good breakfast and then working in the morning hours. He got enough strength from our Lord and from prayer and the Mass and Holy Communion to be able to do so much. He's one of those saints whom we think he could be a saint just for his energy, just for his accomplishments. He did so much, and in an age where people usually died rather young, he lived to be an old man. He was already almost an old man. He was in his 40s when he started his missionary career in Europe, and he was much older than that when finally, in what is today Holland, he gave up his life to die as a martyr, Saint Boniface. There's the other part to his life story, which is that. Remember yesterday we spoke about how St. Francis Caracciolo, how he and his fellow religious of their new religious order took turns, and everybody did something, the way the men take turns on First Friday night to adore the Blessed Sacrament. That is to say, all night long our Lord's adored, but not just one person has the responsibility. Everyone is helping everyone else out. That's what a family's for, or a church. It's what's called a community. Well, St. Boniface's way of doing things, he certainly depended on his family, his religious order, the Benedictine monks, to help each other out, and they did. But his way of doing things was to have a plan. You see, it wouldn't do you much good if you got up early and ate a good breakfast and said your prayers and then you set to work, but you did a little bit here and a little bit there, and you had to find your pencils, and you didn't have any paper, and where is my homework assignment, and I can't find my book, and then pretty soon you've wasted a lot of time, haven't you? What do you need? You need a plan. And part of your plan always has to be what you're supposed to do, the orders that are given to you. So if you don't know what your teacher actually told you to do, you could hardly do your homework very well. could you? That was a little bit the case with our saint. First of all, when he first went to Europe, in what is today Holland, but there were the Saxon tribes he was related to, and they spoke the same language there. When he first went as a monk with some other monks, he didn't have a plan, and he didn't have the special permission of the Pope. He tried his very best, but he ran into that king that we hear about sometimes during the year, and his name is King Radbod. And Radbod was just an old pagan barbarian. And what made matters worse was that he was having a war with the French under Charles Martel, who were trying to make them become Christians. And the pagans, partly just due to patriotism and not wanting to go along with the foreigners' new religion, were emphasizing being pagans. That was part of the reason he was not successful. But in any case, he had to go back to England, and for a while he was a monk again, and he gave the matter a lot of thought, and he realized, I have to have a plan. What's the first thing? Get permission. You may want to do something very, very good, children, but if you do it on your own, without planning it out and without getting permission of the one in charge, you're liable, we see this sometimes in life, to do as much damage as you do good. So he thought it through with the help of the Holy Ghost, the Blessed Sacrament, his daily prayers, the Holy Liturgy, and he got himself a plan. He went to Rome. He got the Pope's permission. The Pope not only gave him permission, but he gave him a new name. His name had been Winfrid up till then, but now he gave him a Latin name, probably because the Pope couldn't pronounce Winfrid. It would be hard for the Italians to say that word. He gave him the name of someone who does good, Bonifacius, or Boniface in English. And he sent him off, and he went to different parts of Germany, and he converted the pagans, and he brought back those who were wavering in their faith, or heretics, back to the one true faith. The one dramatic thing that he did, which shows the bravery of this saint, is that back then the pagan Saxons worshipped Thor, and they honored or worshipped certain sacred trees. There was this very, very big old oak tree, and everyone worshipped it, and they thought it belonged to their pagan god. So he said, I'll show you. He called for an axe, and an axe was given him, and there's this big tree. And he took his axe, and he started to chop it down. Well, everybody was horrified, because they thought that the gods, their pagan gods, would come and punish them. And he just hit the tree a couple of times with his axe, and it fell. And it broke into four equal trunks. A miracle. Everybody saw it. And they realized, our pagan gods have no power. The God of the Christians, that's the one true God. And they were all converted by this act of bravery, the miracle that our Lord produced to convert the Germans. When at the end of his life, and he had done so very much to convert all of Europe and bring it back to the one true faith, all the while praying, all the while going to Mass and offering Mass and all of the rest, because you always have to put God and prayer first, at the very end, he remembered Holland. He remembered his relatives there. And he remembered that was the very first place where he tried to work, and he was unsuccessful. And so, there in Holland, he went at the very last time when he was already an old man, and there he became a martyr. This is what happened. He was outside. They had put up a tent. They didn't have any churches. And there were some converts that were going to come and be baptized. And there, as they were waiting for the baptisms to occur, sat Saint Boniface, and he was reading a book. Back then, books were very precious because they were copied out by hand. He was reading a book, and all of a sudden these barbarians appeared with axes. And he told the Christians, St. Boniface did, don't worry, now's our time to be martyred. We're going to be going straight to heaven, and in our patience, we will possess our souls. However, he had the presence of mind, St. Boniface did, to preserve the book. He didn't want the barbarians to destroy his book, so he held his book over his head to keep it from getting chopped in half by the axe. And he was chopped, and he died, but the book was spared. And we still have the book today, There, isn't that a nice story that goes to show thoughtfulness, the value of books, and also, if we're doing God's work, we needn't be afraid or panic or anything like that. That's the death of St. Boniface, and that's a bit about his life. And that's why he's not just for the Germans. He's a saint for the whole Catholic Church and is a good example to us all. I'm sure you will agree. Will you remember that? When you want to do good, have a plan and have permission. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.